the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Episode 190 is upon us here for Rant and Wrestling. I am Hootie KD, one half of the World Tag Team Champions here for maybe one night only. Next week is finals, so I believe I'll be here next week. Let's see. I am joined here with Between the World Champion of the World, Doomsday.
This time it's a two-man crew, but it is a different two-man crew. So, yeah, because our buddy, our pal from the West Side Goth, is AWOL. Uh-huh. So, we're going to do this one quick and dirty. So, let's get started. Yeah. So, Monday Night Raw happened. Whole bunch of fuckery that no one really cared about. One noteworthy thing, Roman Reigns faced Jason Orton in a match. Of course, Roman Reigns won, but Samoa Joe came out, attacked Roman Reigns. Jason Jordan intervened, stopped Joe, but ate a sandwich for his trouble. After all that, Paige faced Sasha Banks. Paige's first singles match in a while, long while. And, yeah, she won with the help of her cohorts outside the ring. Yeah, that shit went down. I thought that was, and then, I don't know, her Rampage seemed, like, really dope for, like, the first few times she back, but then she hit the finisher this time around, and it looked real weak. I don't know why.
But maybe, heavier, or maybe she was fatigued and tired, couldn't get her all the way up.
I don't know, but Sasha's one of the skinnier girls, so she should have been able to, like, hit it, like, execute it well. I don't know. Yeah, after that, Enzo had a pep talk with the Zoe Train, but after his pep talk was interesting, because after they left, in comes Nia Jax, and she's just standing there, smiling at him, and asks,
right,
how you doing?
Really,
really awkward. after that, 205 added to Drew Gulak, Mustafa Ali, and Cedric Alexander, each other in a four-way. And once again, Cedric Alexander gets screwed. It's two lumbar checks only for him to get tossed out. And Drew Gulak catching, taking the victory. This is the second time.
Did they show the PowerPoint?
Oh, damn. I didn't even see. Most likely he got cut off before that shit happened. But I don't think he had the PowerPoint. It's interesting having Gulak so close to the title picture. You know? All he'd have to do is beat Richie on. One thing that was interesting about the Zoe Train is that on Instagram, Enzo had the whole Zoe Train at his LA pad or whatever, and all of them were just doing some weird shenanigans shit. You know, Dar was talking bitches. Drew Gulak was fucking with his lightsabers and shit. It was a funny time. And of course, Aria Devar was still decked out in Versace and shit. But that Fatal 4-Way was dope. Mustafa Ali hit this mean-ass, like, Spanish fly. That shit looked beautiful. But,
yeah, I saw that.
But still, the fact that Cedric once again gets screwed because he does all the work and somebody swoops in and takes it every time. I remember, I think it was a five-way, like, a five-way elimination or some shit. And he eliminated three people himself. Only for him to get snuck and get pinned by, I think it was Brian. I forgot it was Brian Kendrick. I don't know, but that shit sucked.
Yeah. Please sign Cedric. Now we want him to use Cedric.
Getting that raw deal. Yeah, Asuka faced Alicia Fox. Of course, Asuka won with a armbar. After that, Paige and Solution Crew came out and didn't touch Asuka, but beat the shit out of Alicia Fox. After that, Finn Balor, I didn't give a shit about. But after that, one thing that was interesting was Bray Wyatt was cutting like one of those like video promos and whatnot, and as he was doing it, every time it kept cutting off and cutting to Matt Hardy, and he was doing his weird break, except it wasn't broken, it was woken.
It was
fucking woken. Woken Matt Hardy. So now he is going to war with Bray Wyatt, and yeah, people were eating that shit up. That, I think that video, the video of their shit, their little thing, was, I think, the most viewed video from Raw on YouTube. So.
Now, here's my thing on this whole broken book. Yeah. Glad that they found a way that they can use the gimmick. I don't know when they got the rights to it, but I think that was the broken rights, but not the woken rights. Yeah. So I think that's how that worked out. And see, it was too little too late. Nah. Mind you, Matt Hardy was going nowhere.
See, it made sense. But it made sense. But it made sense, though. That's the beauty of it. That's the one thing WWE seems to have gotten right in the past, like, how long? Because if you look at it, okay, Matt Hardy was broken. Broken, somebody explained this on social media. He was broken until he was finally able to make it back to the leagues. WrestleMania, right? Then he was fixed again. Went through, got the title, blah, blah, blah. Everything was honky-dory until his brother goes down with an injury. Then after that, starts on a terrible losing streak. You just get to be led right by dudes who shouldn't be beaten by dudes that are just throwing him. Yada. Yeah. So now his psyche is once again fractured from being at this high and going back to this low again. So it makes perfect sense the way that he ended up playing out. Like, it's almost like it was almost a blessing that Jeff Hardy got injured because it helps tie the story together.
All right. Well, how about this? When Jeff comes back, is he going to brother Nero, or are they going to find him a new name, or are they going to split him off? They can do whatever they want, actually. Vanguard coming back, right? I think we saw a video. I saw a video. Something about Vanguard 1 coming back.
I don't know.
I want the whole gimmick going.
I know. I saw Senior Benjamin. And rumor has it that Rebby Sky has been shooting some video for WWE. So they might all end it at some point.
And with Bray Wyatt. So that means Bray Wyatt's going to win the first match between them two. If they haven't done that already, then he's just going to lose the rest of them. But in a big, important feud, though. That's Bray Wyatt.
Yep. It is Bray Wyatt. And then after that, Sheamus and Cesaro, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, and they ended up taking the W of that one. After Seth Rollins and Ambrose won by DQ, originally, then it was restarted for a no-D match. All types of folks got involved, Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns, but that kind of led to the Bar retaining the titles. So, Roman Reigns, lone Shield member with the title.
It's still only a matter of time. I still think they're going to give him the title somehow, some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Then after that, you would go to SmackDown. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are chastised again by Daniel Bryan and all. Randy Orton sneaks Kevin Owens, hits him with the RKO. Then there was Jay versus Rusev and Aiden English. Of course, they cut a nice promo with Rusev and him, and trying to promote that new Rusev Day T-shirt and all that. And lo and behold, Rusev and English actually beat the New Day.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was Rusev Day. I knew it.
Oh, shit. Okay, after that, Mojo Rawley, like, explained why he turned on Zack Ryder. I don't care.
Right.
Then there was also Daniel Bryan talking to All the Win. And he said that at the Clash of Champions, the top versus Charlotte, it'd be a lumberjack or a lumberjill match, whatever you want to call that shit. Bludgeon Brothers, James and Josh Carr. I don't know which one, which name it was, but of course the one that ended up eating the pin and the finisher was Peter Avalon.
Yeah, I heard he was there. It was like Peter Avalon. I was like, where were they wrestling at?
They were wrestling in SoCal, I think.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense then.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been, was it San Diego? I think it was San Diego. I don't know. But yeah, he ate the pin. Took the nasty finisher. Bobby Roode faced Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin lost via DQ. Yeah, and of course Ziggler ended up entering the match. It looks like he wants to be part of that title picture for the U.S. title. Likely your client is on his way out of WWE anyway, so it's whatever.
We've been talking. You know, he's not happy. He actually really doesn't give a shit. You know, you can see it in his face.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, like in his toes and his feet, all that. You know, he don't really do two shit. You know, so we're going to look at some, you know, Ring of Honor called us. You know, we're just going to keep leaving him on voicemail. You know, New Japan. You know, they always take the bookings. You know, maybe get them into that Bullet Club. Because, you know, when you're in the Bullet Club, you get, you know, little favors and all that stuff. You know, other than that, no spoilers of where he's going. But he seems like he's about to leave.
Yeah. And the poor guy. No, he'll be alright. He'll probably do some... What would he do after this shit, though? You know?
Like whatever Austin Aries is doing. Whatever... Jericho's doing, you know, he can do a whole bunch of things. Just
he ain't doing no MMA though. Oh, he ain't doing no MMA. Jack,
that's what he's doing.
Yeah, oh Jack. God. You ain't know Jack Swagger. Yeah, because we talked about it earlier. Jack Swagger signed with Bellator.
Well, he is from, you know, out of the great school of Oklahoma.
Yeah, man.
Sooners.
That wrestling.
That's it.
Get that wrestling back.
Yeah, that's it. Right, so maybe he might be okay.
Yeah.
He's almost having
the
CM Punk, though.
Yeah. But yeah, Dolph Ziggler, I know he's dabbling in comedy. I think I've heard a little bit of his jokes. They're okay. I don't know, whatever. Then after that, Randy Orton faced Sami Zayn. And of course, Randy Orton won the match, even with some interference with Kevin Owens. Shinsuke Nakamura actually ended up coming out and making a save for Randy after I tried to take him out. And they ended up with Kinshasa and RKOs to end the night. And that was SmackDown.
Ooh. Woo.
Quick and nitty gritty. Yeah.
Fucking wrestling. You know, this is the dry point in wrestling now, so it's like whatever happens. Where's the excitement at? No, there's only like two major exciting wrestling moves. The Round WrestleMania time, which is the best show ever next to Wrestle, and SummerSlam. That whole summer, and then they got, you know, Brooklyn 2 or 3, NXT Brooklyn Part 3 or something like that. 4, I don't know how many they have, but that's the only time wrestling is booming. You know, after Battle of Los Angeles, that's it. I think they just had that Defiant wrestling show that was WCPW. I think they already just had that show on the 3rd or on the 4th. So I guess they started again with a new company, which is not a bad thing. Lucha Underground got another season coming, which I don't even know if people care. And that's sad because they had a good start. Ultima Lucha 1 and 2 was pretty damn good. You know, but now, like I said, whatever happens. I don't even know when Clash of the Champions is. Or Clash of Champions. See, I don't know. Well, alright, so we got through Raw and SmackDown. Now, I guess the shows of the weekend?
Yeah, we can do that.
Alright, and the reason being, because this man, Doomsday, is actually going to be at the Cage of Death show. Lucky you. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
How far is the drive?
It's like I of course Googled the distance and shit and all that, and they said it's like an hour 59 minutes or something, so 2 hours basically. It's like it's across the river. It's basically across the river from Philly. That's it. I have to like the way I have to go is to avoid tolls, to avoid most tolls. I think I'll probably end up going through one toll. I'll Hadley.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That drive ain't bad. Now that you like bring that up, yeah. Drive ain't bad at all. So yes, CZW's Cage of Death 19. They've been around this long.
Yes.
Delivering ultraviolence here. They're starting off with this open invite for the CZW Ultimate Decoin. I believe they do this every Cage of Death. Like I think it's like always like either the opener. I remember that they did this last year, and I believe they did it the year before. So far, they only have Dan Barry and Cody Rice, but there's supposed to be four other people in there, and they normally get someone from the indie scene, somebody to surprise you or something like that. You know, so they know they ain't gonna let you down. And one of them might be the NWA World's Champion Tim Storm, who looks pretty old, but they come down to the CZW show. Next match is Ace Romero going up against Greg Excellent and Chrissy Rivera. I guess one because
it,
I know he...
Is it and Chrissy Rivera or with Chrissy Rivera?
I think it's and because he did put his hands on her and like... Threw it to the ground and all that.
Oh,
so
shit.
I believe it might be two against one. It would probably be real fun.
Yeah, I remember the match, Greg Excellent versus Chrissy Rivera. That one was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this time it's Big Ace going in there.
Yeah,
he ain't letting up. Next up is All Ego Ethan Page, your favorite wrestler, the King of Taunts, Mr. American Rana. I guess he was Mr. 60-some-time odd minutes. Yeah, he's really good at Twitter.
And he's the Super Jew.
The Super Jew. I love his logo. Like, the logo is perfect. The Pro David Star, I know he had more names, but I can't remember them all. He's going to face off on Ethan. Hayes is a dream match. The match of the Jimmies. Jimmy Jacobs.
Yes.
That's returning back in the comp. Going up against the Tournament of Death winner, Jimmy Havoc, former Progress Wrestling Champion. I think he was the longest reigning Progress Champion. So that actually would be pretty fucking entertaining. If that ain't no draw, I don't know what is. A grudge match. Mr. Claxton, who had to clean up his act, going up against Alex Colon.
Alex Colon, I haven't seen him in years.
I want him to get more exposure, but maybe he sucks. I don't know. Maybe
he's okay. He's okay.
He's not bad. Like, I like this. I like his character. I like his talks. You know, I like his in-ring work. I think he's bald now because he always tried to keep that hair on the top of his
head. He been balding for a while.
Yeah, so hopefully that match will be pretty good. I don't know where they're going to put that on the card, though. Next match is the Thumbtack Massacre. Jimmy Lloyd has issued a challenge to the Bulldozer Matt Tremont-Seps. So he calls him Little Lobo. So hopefully he can just go ahead and make this man humble, put him over. Maybe, or maybe he's not even ready. CZU Tag Team title match. The champions, Zach Wentz and Desmond Xavier, they were supposed to normally just go up against the ref. But since the other teams want to get in there and make this a colossal fuckfest, they invited OVE, which is Dave and Jake Crist, and Matt Palmer and Alex Reynolds are getting a tag team title shot as well. So this match is probably going to be crazy AF. For the CZW Wired Championship, Maxwell Jacob Feinstein, or what is it, Phil Friedman?
Friedman.
He is going up against the bad boy, Joey Janela, and I believe this is a regular match.
Yeah, it's athlete affections of Penelope Ford.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, she's okay, I guess. But, but in the side, the Cage of Death. For the CZW World Championship, former champion Joe Gacy, the Chainsaw, with trying to claim his championship against Ricky Shane Page, who is in, and former W World Champion Shane Strickland is also there as well. Triple threat match for the CZW World title. I don't know who, but I'm pretty sure we're going to get some type of shocking return or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to just say Ricky Shane Page. Why not? He just got the title, you know, and I think he earned it.
Yeah.
So, the other shows, I do not have the card for, and that is Evolve 96 and Evolve 97 that happened in December 9th and September the Sunday. I wish I had the cards for those, but I do not have it because I am not in my domain.
When is Evolve coming back to Baltimore area?
They're not coming back on this show?
Is it a show?
Melrose, no. And no, it's not. They're in like New York and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So they ain't gonna be here. They only showed up here. It used to be, right? It'd be every like other month. Like I think it was one in February that I didn't go to.
And normally it'd be like one. I think they had two events in Joppa. Yeah, they had two events in Joppa this year.
And they never came back.
No, I think the last one was I believe the last one was in August.
Damn, they used to come here like constantly. Like when they first came around, they used to come here all the time, like every other month. But now, shit,
they doing.
I don't even think Ring of Honor came here.
Yeah, they doing this like Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor used to come through here all the time, but then after a while, they're like, yeah, fuck it.
Damn, I'm so sorry. While we were talking about that, I actually found the card for Evolve 96.
Is that it?
Yes, Evolve 96. Okay, so the special attraction match, Jason Kincaid, A.R. Fox. I haven't seen him at Evolve in a long time.
Hold on, A.R. Fox.
That's what it says. Jason Kincaid versus A.R. Fox.
Huh.
Special attraction. Yeah, no, I ain't seen him there in a while. Battle of the Breakout Stars, Darby Allin versus Austin Theory.
Austin Theory got a new haircut and shit now.
Mhm. I gotta go for that new look, man.
He don't look like one of those late '90s, early 2000s douchebags with the goat and shit. That's what he used to have. Now he looks like a 1910s douchebag with one of those styled fades.
Oh yeah, all right. Like the temp or something, or just bald fade.
No, it's bald fade. Ball of Fame.
The John Cena one.
Nah,
but actually, it should be the Randy Orton one, because I think he's trying to do something with his hair, too.
Yeah, it's closer to Randy Orton's, but Randy Orton's look kind of ugly, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Because he ain't even trying to really style that bitch.
Right. Not yet, I don't think his hair's long enough yet. The non-title special attraction match, champion Zack Sabre Jr. versus, I believe he is the new AEW Heritage Champion, DJ Zima Ion. No rope break match. Okay. Pretty interesting. This is like a video game. Fred Yehi versus Matt Riddle. That should be cool. Evolve Tag Team Championship match. The title will be on the line. Tracy Williams and Xhaka going up against James Drake and Anthony Henry. WWN Championship match. Bray Walter. He is going up against 6-3. Keith Lee, the Limitless Keith Lee. And this show, 7, that's going to be on December 10th. The match here, let me see, top talents collide. Look at this, nice title. AR Fox versus DJ Zima Ion. The FIP Heavyweight Championship will be on the line. Fred Yehi defends his title against the new haircut of Austin Theory. This is a high-stakes match. Non-title, and the winner gets to book himself in any match he wants. I'm reading that word for word. The WWN champion, if he's still champion, Keith Lee, going up against Darby Allin. So that would be pretty important. There's two main events on this show. Main event number one, Zack Sabre Jr. defends his Evolve Championship against one half of the Evolve Tag Team Champions, Xhaka. And the other main event is the rivalries of Evolve. So this will be Big Daddy Walter going up against Riddle. And I believe Walter is still the Progress Heritage Champion. Or Atlas Champion.
Atlas.
I think he's still the champion.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is. And I believe he took the title off of Walter. I mean, off of Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle,
so,
yes.
I don't know. He might talk him into a title match. You know how wrestling is. You know. But other than that, that's all of the shows that I have for you this weekend.
Until she wrote.
Yeah. We can go to the news now.
News. All right. Yeah, let's get to it. Newsworthy shit. On a somber note, Olga Thames, the porno actress.
Oh. Is she old?
No, I heard she got bullied and she probably committed suicide.
Oh, shit.
Kind of fucked up.
Sorry.
And in other death news, RIP Spiral BKNY. Yeah, that nigga's
damn. Gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Remember him?
No!
That nigga was doing...
Wait, where's he from?
Spiral BKNY. You don't remember that nigga? He used to do all that crazy shit in CZW and shit.
I gotta see a picture of him. Like I'm so sorry. I think I have to see a picture of him. When was this? When did he start wrestling there?
It was like early 2000s. It was like early 2000s, I think. But he was infamous because he would do a whole bunch of like dangerous ass moves and shit that fucked some people up.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't recall that one. Maybe it was too old for me. I don't know. I never heard of him. Huh. I should have heard of him by now. What else you got?
What else I got? Leo Rush, he keeps, like, posting, like, cryptic photoshoot posts on Instagram and shit like that, looking like he's meditating in deep thought stuff, and he, like, post one shit, and, like, a lot of it basically indicates that it's a wrap for him in WWE. Like, he hasn't, they haven't officially said that he's been released, but it seems that that's gonna be the case.
What? Just because of what he said about the Oscar thing?
Yep.
I thought he was going into his,
Dema thing, yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was going to, like, his little dark persona that he, like, left CZW with. Damn.
Nah, because, like, I think I said it either a week or two ago that Leo was changed, he changed his location from, like, Tampa to, like, Baltimore for a while. And basically all he's been doing is posting photos of him in suits and shit and, like, secluded areas and whatnot. And, yeah, like, and they said the last NXT tapings, he hasn't been there at all. Yeah, and is that the tapings, I mean, of course, a few tapings before that, he had a few matches. Well, he had a few appearances at least, but now he's just not there anymore. So it just doesn't look good for him.
Right. Yeah. Damn. Well, here's how I see it. He might not show up. Might get released. I'd say about maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, he'll come back. How old is he? Like 21?
He's 22, 23.
Okay.
Same with Velveteen Dream. They're both young as shit.
Right. Okay. Yeah, there's just some time. If he gets released, I believe he will come back. I think people was making the same case with Toni Storm. It was like, oh, why didn't they sign her? But then I looked at age, and then I think he's like 21 also, or 20. She's like super young. And I'm just like, give her time. Like, I mean, people still get signed no matter what age. Just because they're young doesn't mean they have to go to WWE. You know, that's the formula like they're doing. Is it aiming for the younger type of generation?
Right.
But it's still time. So if Leo Rush goes, he can always come back. I mean, look, Chris Hero even came back.
Yeah. So, Daniel Bryan came back.
Yep, definitely did. You definitely did come back. So you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but there's somber news. Jim Johnston got released, though.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's truly moving to that new band. Well, they're not new, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the CFOs.
Yes, that's what they call
it. Yeah, but yeah, you knew it was almost a rap for them once they started using more of their music. You know?
Yeah.
But
a lot of classics.
A lot of classics. A lot of them. So salute to him, man. Like, he really did a lot of shit, especially like in the late 90s. Like the mid to late 90s, like, he laid like heavy groundwork for shit. He set the standard. Shit was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, what other news? Appears that, Gunner has been making appearances in NXT. Live shows and whatnot. I think he's going by Chad Lael now. And,
I forgot all about Gunner.
Yeah. And I think they're playing his, former military and shit and whatnot. So, him for getting all done up and NXT-fied and shit. And other NXT news, it looks like WWE is actually giving Eric Young the freedom that he wants. Just for the fact that it looks like he's still going to be, like, filming his show. Because you remember while he was in Impact, he was doing a show for the Travel Channel. But apparently he's doing a new show with them. So he's still making that guap elsewhere. Salute to him, man. Eric Young. And I think, and the funny thing about Eric Young is that I believe he had one of the greatest, like, story arcs in TNA. It's hard to explain. Like, it's a little bit hard to explain just for the fact that you see his beginnings and see how his character evolved. That shit was just, yeah. Like, you literally saw, like, different changes. And changes weren't like, oh, we're just gonna change your... No, his character evolved. And that's one of the rare things that in the past, like, 20 years, you didn't see it. You don't see it as much. You know?
Right.
But, yes, to him. Anyway, more Impact to whatever news. Ethan Page, Impact Wrestling. And, yeah.
I hope he gets paid.
Yeah, I hope he does. And I heard Impact, there's top stars that are probably leaving. So, like, they're just, I guess they're trying to grab as many other people from the indie scene as possible to fill the void. But apparently his character is called Chandler Park. Chandler Parks. He's Joseph Parks' brother.
Oh, man.
And they run their law firm, Parks, Parks, and Parks.
So, all felt the same.
So, it's three Parks. So is there a third Park? Parks' brother?
It should be.
Yeah.
Parks,
Parks, and Parks. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work out. But, I don't know, this might be part of their idea. And I say they as in Don Callis and Scott Moore, because they got named the VPs of Impact Wrestling.
Ew.
Ew. Scott Moore. And wasn't Don Callis doing, like, English commentary for, like, New Japan?
Yeah. Oh, New Japan? I think so.
Because it was him and Kevin Kelly. Unless he's still doing it. Besides that, what other news? Down. Apparently, John Cena is being sued by Ford.
Because?
Because he sold his supercar. He bought a supercar for them, then sold it, like, almost immediately. Apparently, they're supposed to be... Where you can't sell their vehicle, like, all that shit for, like, 2 years. So, now they're suing him because it's basically a breach contract. Allegedly. John Cena joked about Instagram, as John Cena usually does, posting, well, seemingly random pictures, because that's what he does on Instagram. He posts pictures with no cap and shit. So, I think he, like, posts, like, a Ford car, and I think he posted another... thing with a guy that looked like he was broke, because, like, then a lot of news sources started saying, maybe he has been spending too much money. He may be broke. Yeah, so right. they're really speculating. Like, this man is about to have, like, a successful, like, family CGI animated film. That Ferdinand shit probably gonna sell some good money. So.
Yeah, but Cena going broke.
I don't think so. Not this.
Right,
time.
Not any time.
Yeah, yeah. Like I can understand. Like he stopped doing, stopped working, and then he's broke after he stops working. But I doubt it. I don't know. After that, they finally put up the trailer for the Andre the Giant documentary that's supposed to be going down. So. I'm just going to definitely keep posted on that and figure out when the release date is. I talked earlier about WWE Studios branching out more types of media. So since they're working with HBO a little bit on this documentary, what else they may possibly do with other premium channels and shit like that. So just watch out. After that, Rikishi's wrestling school, they've launched an interactive wrestling show on Twitch, which also, of course, joined House of Hardcore on that form. I don't know, this seems like it's a good move, because House of Hardcore has actually been making it, apparently. So Rikishi piggybacking that type of thing would be pretty dope. Twitch is, of course, one of those places, one of those platforms where people could actually donate money in real time while shit is live. So but it's paying to actually watch the stuff you actually in here and there, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. In the UK, voter for BCW called out Matt Seidel and his agent for not returning a deposit after Matt Seidel missed his flight. So he missed his flight, and they asked for, like, I think it was, like, between $300 and $500 or something like that, and just didn't show up and didn't pay the money. Agent didn't really give a shit either.
That's rude.
Speaking of rude, apparently Conan was in such bad terms with the Crash. You know, that the Crash is like the newer Lucha Libre company that popped up in Mexico. All the hottest stars started bringing Conan was one guy's back on bankrolling it and promoting it and doing whatever and shit. But apparently the Crash and him have parted ways. It definitely does seem like bad terms. So, I wonder how that's going to affect him. No, that's one of his guys, and Rey Mysterio is always wrestling in the Crash. I don't know if he'll continue, but we'll see. And on the inside, Candice Michelle, apparently she wrestled her last indie match over the weekend and effectively retired. She ended up giving a speech, real tired and whatnot. It's the end of the road for her. Like, you think she had a Raw deal?
Not really. Like, she was good, but she wasn't that good. But, but if she's retiring and stepping away from the ring, hey, more power to you. Some people don't know when to step away.
Yeah. Yeah, she held it down when she was supposed to, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did it. She was a women's for a few reigns, I think. Yeah. A few reigns. Yeah. What else is going down? And also, Carrie Fisher. You know Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia in Star Wars.
Yeah.
She died. Rest in peace. Apparently, they're auctioning off some of her collectibles, from her house. And, like, in her window, she had a whole bunch of these flamey, like, boxes and all that stuff. And it's on sale for $300 to $500. But the most interesting about the photo that was taken of her window was in the bottom left corner, there was a box of Bootios.
Ooh.
Yeah, she had her, like, she had all, like, old-timey looking stuff, but then you had Bootios in the bottom corner. That was the most random shit. But, like, that's the one thing that a lot of people, like, drew her to, because they were like, what the fuck? And this is not the first time, like, a celebrity has been, like, caught with some Bootios. I think DMX, like, had a picture with Bootios. He basically looking at it like, what the fuck is this? And I forgot who else Bootios. I'll bet. Yeah. Bootios, man.
Bootios. Then make sure you ain't booty.
Yeah. R-Truth ended up live tweeting of his prep for shoulder surgery. That's why he hasn't been around for a while, because he's been injured. And during the live tweeting, I think his mom and his wife was around, and he basically had to fight off anesthesia, and of course he fucking failed, because you can't fight that. You can't.
Right. No, you cannot.
It's literally impossible. Like, I've been put under before. That shit, like, it knocks you out pretty much instantly. Like, you're basically gone.
Quickly, too.
Yeah, very quickly. Like, I remember going to, like, closing my eyes, waking up, in a different room, everything, surgery done, everything. You're like, what the fuck? So, hope he has a speedy recovery. It's crazy, man. He's like, what? Like, I think he's like 45. So, but yeah. he was like wrestling real well. So, like, he could like still go, like he wanted to. But I don't know with the shoulder. It might be some time, but I don't know if it'll be any hindrance for him. But ups to him. Shit. Still think he should have been champ some years ago. Remember that heel run?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It was pretty damn powerful.
Yo, that infamous cigarettes, the greatest. You remember that shit? This nigga lit a cigarette in the stadium, son. The arena.
I don't know why would they let this man do that?
I was like,
right.
Yo, I lost it when that shit happened. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That was the funniest. But the way it wasn't just the fact that he did it. It was the way he did that shit. That shit was this, man. Fuck it. Besides that, WWE 2K is apparently coming to the Nintendo Switch, and it will arrive on the Nintendo Switch by next Wednesday. I don't know how good that shit is. I heard on every other platform it's fucking trash, so it's probably gonna show on the Switch too. Shit, you could go to the GameStop right now, and that shit is selling for like $43. Came out like
damn bad. It
came out like 2 months ago, less than 2 months ago, and that shit is already like almost $20 less than it's supposed to be. That's crazy. Like, I was just GameStop, like, what was it, like, yesterday or 2 days ago? To look at that fucking Legend of Zelda, because I bought a Switch. Speaking of the Switch, it's dope as shit. Of it.
Fucking awesome. I was going to get Metroid for the Switch whenever it comes out. But I wasn't going to buy the Switch. I was just going to use my little cousins.
Oh, when is the Switch? I mean, when is Metroid coming out?
Don't know. They didn't give it a release
yet. Man, I'm waiting on... Fuck, what other games am I waiting on? But I'm not waiting on anything on Switch a little while. And then I know on PS4, I'm waiting on Monster Hunter World. It'd be cool.
I was looking forward to the God of War game.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Monster Hunter World, Dragon I think, Ball. Is coming later. Another Dragon Ball. Shit, Xenoverse 2 is on the Switch too. And then Fusion's on the 3DS for like 30 hours. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're veering off. And speaking of WWE stuff, apparently next week is WWE week for the USA Network. So almost every day we'll have something starting on Monday. Of course, Monday is going to be Raw, SmackDown, and 205 Live is on two usual time shit. But interesting enough, Wednesday, guess what is airing on Wednesday on USA Network?
Wonder what that could be.
I wonder.
I don't know.
One guess.
Wednesdays. That is wrestling wise.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait. They're doing stuff for NXT, aren't they?
Yep.
Because I think it was named Zelina Vega. Yep. She was like, "Hey, next Wednesday or this Wednesday, you're gonna see me and Andrade." On
TV.
What is it? USA?
Yeah, USA Network. Yeah. They're going to be on TV.
I was like, huh.
They ain't going to be on WWE Network. They're going to be on USA.
Wow. One time only
for start. There's basically, this is like a test run slash pilot thing. So like, if there's enough eyes on it on Wednesday, next week, most likely WWE can use that to negotiate for NXT to move from the WWE Network to the USA Network once their contract negotiations start up. Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see. That's the only way I will watch NXT if it's on the network.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to.
Yep. And then what else? And then after Wednesday, there's Thursday. Thursday is tribute to the troops. And also, Harper will be appearing on the new episode of that new show, Nation. You know, Preacher, and we're gonna fight the rich people and shit in the Wild West and whatever. And then they don't have anything for Friday scheduled, but a USA Network will air Journey 2, starring The Rock. So I guess they kind of just decided to run out of shit and just said, all right, since The Rock is WWE related, we're just going to air a movie that hasn't been aired on TV yet. Did anyone fucking watch Journey 2?
Nope, I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man. I was too worried about losing my fantasy football game. First of all, the game made this little note saying, yeah, you made the playoff. Well, my record is like 5-7, you know, but I know I ain't make no playoffs. I know it.
Yeah.
I lost. I lost, and I do not know who to blame.
Yeah.
I don't know who to blame. I ain't had no running backs this season. I tried to have a comeback late in the season because my arm is trash, but I did not make it. So it's
And then, what other thing was I going to say? Even before WWE week, right? Tomorrow. Well, actually, once this actually airs on rantandradio.com. So check us out on rantandradio.com Thursday at 9 p.m. Anyway, but yeah, while this is airing, Psych, the movie, will also be airing as well. Of course, Psych was a TV show in USA Network that ran for a gazillion amount of seasons until its finale like a few years back. So they're doing this big thing to send it off completely, and the special guest stars that are featured in it are none other than, of course, John Cena, and making her TV movie debut, Charlotte Flair as Heather Rockrear. Heather Rockrear.
Rockrear?
I guess it's like, it's supposed to play on words. It's like, it's, you know, Heather Locklear? Rockrear? Rockrear would indicate that she has buns of steel. Or booty that's hard as rocks. Something like that.
Oh my god.
That's what it indicates. Oh shit, yeah. That's what it fucking indicates, man. Besides that, what other news I got? I got a few, just two more. Topla. If you don't know Topla, she was popular on Tumblr for a while. I think she posts on there every now and then, her fan art and stuff like that. She posted, specifically New Japan fan art, she would post a lot. Then she ended up being more prominent on Twitter. She's known this year for doing that special fan art of Will Ospreay the cat that eventually turned into a t-shirt that sold on Pro Wrestling Tees, and Will Ospreay ended up wearing every now and then throughout the year. She decided to screenshot and expose none other than Michael Elgin. Why? Because apparently he's a fucking cheapskate. Yeah, so she did some commissions for him, his fam, back in, like, as far back as, like, August 2016 or so. And basically, yeah, she screenshotted the DMs, and he kind of, like, offered to eventually pay her, but never had. So, basically, she did work for me. Yeah. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Pay your artists. Pay the fucking artists. Broke these days. Especially nowadays. Especially, like, once net neutrality is gone, it's gonna be harder for people to sell, individuals to sell shit on the internet. That's the biggest takeaway. That's one of the bigger takeaways on it. It's gonna be harder for people to sell shit on the internet. Just the fact that you're gonna pay extra fees to do types of bullshit once the ISPs get to it. So, like, Pay the fucking people that you interact with on that, man. Like, they need the fuck money. Everybody's broke these days. If you're broke, don't try to get freebies. Then last piece of news, in this era of sexual harassment, sexual assault, shout out to people of the year as silenced, whatever, I forgot what that shit was called, but basically all the people who've come forward, women and men, who've come forward with their sexual harassment and sexual assault stories of famous and prominent people, yada yada yada. One genre that hasn't been hit by any of this stuff yet, surprisingly, is wrestling. But Jerry Lawler, apparently he had a podcast, he had another host with him. I know, I forgot the guy's name, I really don't give it too much, but the host actually did a pretty good job. while they were talking, he asked Jerry about sexual assault, sexual harassment in WWE and wrestling, and basically if he thinks there's eventually going to be people that are going to afford that type of shit. A lot of people think so. There's a handful of dudes from 90s and back that you could think of that probably were on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Including Jerry Lawler. So, Jerry Lawler got real defensive about it, and he just started crying about how shit is so PC these days, and you can't say you're doing anything any like back in the Attitude Era and whatnot, and just a whole bunch of school or whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
whatever.
You don't believe him.
It's like, whatever, dude. We're just waiting for somebody to say he did. Like, he was real adamant. Like, he was like, it seemed like he was really upset that like they couldn't do bra and panties matches anymore. Oh, man, dude. Like, come on, over.
Like, right. That is long gone. We had a time for that.
Like, the time for that shit is over, man. No shit about that stuff. If somebody wants to watch a bra and panties, man, they just search on some shit on. You don't need to see that shit on in a wrestling show.
Right. You watch wrestling.
You watch wrestling for wrestling, man.
Yes. Nothing moves. It's a different time, man. You got to give it the times.
Yeah, man. All good names.
Now. Right.
Shouldn't be joking about that. But yeah, and seriously. Like, I don't know. I feel like Jerry Lawler would be accused, definitely. Maybe Disco Inferno, the way he acts.
Oh, yeah. Him, yep.
Somebody mentioned Nash and Hall. I think more Hall than Nash. I think Nash would be fine. I don't know. I don't think he was real fine. I think he would be more Scott Hall. Hulk Hogan, you never know. Ric Flair, I wouldn't be surprised. Who else? Somebody mentioned Eric Bischoff. As an executive, I wouldn't. That's not a stretch at all, because most executives are on some bullshit. Damn, who else? Damn. Come
on. You named a good, like, ones, though.
That's a good group, right? Maybe some dudes in the background that works with women, like, that we don't know, because some grimy shit. But the list I have is probably it, for the most part. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna dip because this show, because I gotta do some schoolwork.
All right. So I'm about to go start doing this shoutouts and shit. So of course, the Rant Radio on Twitter, rantradio.com, is our home away from home. You can check us Thursday at PM Eastern Time. Of course, you could also check out The Rant, Freaky Lucky Geeks, Turnbook Throwbacks, all podcasts on radio throughout the week. For me, doomsday519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, doomsday519 on YouTube is my private channel, second handle Doomsday Gorilla, spelled as a PWG's Gorilla, Doomsday Gorilla on Instagram, and at Joey Doomsday9 on Snapchat.
And me, NND Podcast on Twitter. If you would like to talk to me, please do. I'm a friendly person and I don't bite. Trust me. Smoke weed every day.
All right. And of course, we're going to end this on a high note. So, hey. Sweet every day.